Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 206, and Rizal Pliskin Svarim and other Svarim about self-esteem and serenity and taking action, Zerizus, and the concept of just for today, which is a great concept to build betachin, to build emuna, to live a healthy life. Some people find it difficult to take action, either in general or in reference to particular action, and they feel that developing joyful zerizas is too much to expect of them, and they explain why they don't have this quality. There's a lot of procrastination, a lot of sort of giving up on oneself in the present moment. And one of the secrets of self-discipline is to have self-discipline one day at a time, even 1 hour at a time, even if it's 5 minutes at a time. This approach will help you to have joyful zerizas. Actually, it will help you for any type of a tikkun amidos that you want to work on, or how to accomplish a lot when you feel it's a mountain. You take 1 day at a time, even 1 hour at a time, even 5 minutes at a time. Just for today, I will have that joyful zerizas. Just for today, just for 1 day, all they need to do it is for today. It is much easier to act in a way that's consistent with this positive quality for just 1 day, even if you feel you can't do it for a longer period of time. That makes it more manageable. Now, how do you know what will happen tomorrow? I'm not worried about that now. I'm not thinking about that right now. Tomorrow, I'll worry about tomorrow. Today, I have today. Today, I will talk about having joyful zerizos today, whatever else you want to do today to accomplish. If a day is too long, just think about the hour ahead, the next 60 minutes. What am I going to do to accomplish in the next 60 minutes to be with a joyful simcha zerizos for just an hour? If it works, then you can do it more than an hour, kol hakavod. But start with that hour. And then look back and say, wow, I accomplished that joyful zerizos in doing what I need to do in a healthy way for an hour. If an hour is too long, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Push. You keep on pushing things off that may just take 5 minutes to do. If something takes longer than 5 minutes, so I'll start in this 5 minutes. Help me start in this 5 minutes. And people could have that joyful zerizas or whatever they're doing to work on the midas for the 5 minutes. The memory of those 5 minutes will give you the kayach to go on and to extend it to 10 minutes and so on and so forth. Just think of the present moment. Think of the present moment, no matter how much time has passed and no matter what your life looked at, no matter how lazy you seem to have been in the past, you could live now with a joyful zerizas for the moment. And you could be a master over it. You could accomplish it. You could take action that will lead to a tremendous amount of simcha. So Zelig Pliskin relates as follows. He says he once spoke to someone who was a well-known person for all the time and energy he spent working as a volunteer for charitable organizations. And I asked him how he was able to devote so many hours to help so many people without financial compensation, and he was more devoted to the work he did out of the kindness of his heart than most people are with their paid jobs. And he said as follows, first of all, even though I'm not paid with money, I'm rewarded with the tremendous satisfaction and fulfillment. The emotional payoff is so great that it makes my entire life more meaningful. And this is in addition to the spiritual rewards I could look forward to. That's number one, you know, probably realizing it's also a tafkid in life, you know, it's a ratzon Hashem. And you get a thrill out of that. So even if you're not getting paid money, you have that motivation. And secondly, is I don't really spend a lot of time doing the things I do for this charitable organization, even though it may seem to an outsider that I devote many, many hours. I actually spend a minute here, a minute there, and I enjoy what I'm doing so much that the time moves easy with me. You know, my only regret is, he said, that I can't spend more time doing what I'm doing, but I don't dwell on thoughts of distress that I'm not doing more. My focus is what I can do more efficiently, how I can make the most of my time that I do. you know, in order to devote myself to this organization. And the kindness I do for others is nothing compared to the kindness that this organization has done for me. So I have a karsa type to it. But you see from here, the idea of looking at today and doing your best to work on today. Very close to this lesson is the second lesson, is these very five powerful words that you ask yourself all the time. And that is, what can I do now? Develop that habit of asking that question to yourself. What can I do now? That asking yourself that question is an antidote to two problematic patterns. The first one is the wasting a lot of time of being upset about things that are over and done with. You have to break that habit and say, what can I do now about it? And also, it prevents you worrying about something that may happen in the future. What can you do about it? If there's a certain task you can do now to prepare yourself that's practical, so do that task. But otherwise, and you can't do anything about it now, move it out of your mind. If something's over and done with, it's over and done with. No matter how much time you waste being upset and rehashing. So that's really the key. What can I do now is the question you ask. And if your first thought is that you can't do anything about the situation, then do something constructive about something else. Think about something creative about something else. Having the thought, what can I do now, can lead to ideas that may be able to at least partially resolve some of the problems you're feeling. One thing, when you can't think of anything of your own, ask some friends or a mentor for suggestions. You know, so people that have this problem of worrying thoughts, they worry a lot, they should switch their thought process to practical things that could be done that will save them from a lot of distress and a lot of worry. And one of the ways is to ask yourself, what can I do now, and think of it, and then just do it. And you'll feel a lot better taking that action. And it'll remove a lot of the worry. It'll remove your focus from that worry. What can I do now is the real key. So someone basically said, this as follows, an anecdote. Someone grew up in a home where a lot of time was spent blaming family members when something went wrong. And the pattern carried into marriage. A spouse who grew up in a home of practical doers wasn't used to this blaming pattern. So the spouse asked, why you need to blame so much? Your blaming is causing you to be over-defensive. Often when I ask you a question, you respond, that isn't my fault. I am not blaming you on anything. I just want to give you a picture of what happened. I want to understand it so we could do better next time. That's a big thing in marriage, by the way, that's very helpful, when you know that when your spouse is asking what happened, they're not trying to blame you. They're just trying to get a clear picture to learn how to prevent something in the future. And the spouse that had a functional, practical doer type home said that in my home, when I grew up, my father and mother always asked, what can we do now? They didn't blame each other. They didn't blame the children. They'll see, you know, what, by asking this question of the solutions that come up, and they simply do it. And that creates a more harmonious situation. So that spouse happened to be right. You eliminate blame by asking what can be done now. That's a much wiser way of handling things. It's a much wiser way of handling both your past aggravations and regrets that you have that you can't change, or the worrisome things that you can't fix going forward. Right? This is the key of Emunah B'Tachan Oso, of living in the present. One big Eitza that I want to add to this, what he says over here, is that you could always turn to Tefillah as a practical mode. Now, if you daven, afterwards Hashem is telling you, I listen to you, and I love you, and you have faith in me, and I'm a kabbal your tefillahs, but now I need you to take action. You need to do that pa'ula afterwards. And as you ask Siyata D'Shmaya to help, please Hashem, help me with something. I felt helpless, but help me. And then you do those baby steps afterwards to show that you're at least doing your hishtadlus of trying to help. But that's also a key. If you're worried a lot about things that are burdening you about the past, you could daven, you could talk to Hashem about it, unburden yourself. But then afterwards, you ask Hashem, you know, thank you for hearing me out and listening to me. What can I do now to serve you? What is my avodah now? This saves people. I'm telling you, it saves people. It saved me many times. Escaping that Yetzirah that tries to drag you down by remembering painful things in the past that you cannot right now change at all, or worrying about future scenarios that you can't do anything about now. So, and that removes also the pain of being over mishtadlus and just trying to overwork yourself to the bone because of worry about the future. No. What am I really need to do now? What can I do now? Sometimes you need to relax more now. Sometimes you need to do something and take action now, whichever way it is, but always in a healthy balance. But you keep on doing this, you will have siyata d'shmaya. And you daven for chachma bina v'das, you ask for wisdom, you ask Hashem to give you the ability to know what I can do now, what my avoda is. You ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya, not to dwell on the past to an unhealthy extent where you remain paralyzed there, not to be paralyzed by future worries, but rather in today, in the present, how do you do things to fix the past? How do you do things to prepare for the future? But based in the confines of what your avoda is today. We had a shiur based on Rav Nachman Breslov's work on his Maimer Hayomim to Bekoyel Deshmo. It's good to listen to that shiur as well. It's a big yesod. But the key of the lessons of today was, number one, just look at today. You have the ability to discipline yourself for one day or for 1 hour, even for 5 minutes. And they build up. It builds your confidence till you'll be able to have that joyful feeling all through the day and all through your life. And the idea of asking that question, what can I do now? Those are five very powerful words. Another way of putting it is, what is my avodas Hashem now? What does Hashem want from me now? He certainly doesn't want me to agonize and spin my wheels about the past. He certainly doesn't want me to worry about the future, but to be today the most productive person that I could possibly be today in a healthy way, in a healthy setting. Bracha v'atzlacha.